Devilville's Bakers of Cakes invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Pete Beelman, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washman, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And say, let's put music in the air right now. Ted Weems and the boys are getting ready for the big New Year celebration. How about you? In exactly 54 hours and 30 minutes, a new year will begin. And all of us will make a resolution and turn over a new leaf. Right now, my resolution is to turn over and leaf with you, our master of ceremonies, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Oh, what I wouldn't do for a flip gun. That's a marvelous joke you had there, Fork, from what well-known garbage man of your acquaintance that you purchased that weed.
Garbage man is right. I got that gag off of your desk this morning.
Oh, my?
Yes, your desk.
Oh, turn over and leave to you. That's very good, isn't it?
Your gag.
Didn't get that myself. It's so subtle and well, friends, we have some questions today on our program that are going to be hard to answer, we think, but then we have some more that, from where I stand, look practically impossible. Of course, the makers of Kix will pay $10 each for every one we use, and those who beat the band will receive a guaranteed minimum of $20 and a case of delicious Kix. However, now that sum might be much more, $25, $50, or even $100. We have that $100 bonus to be divided among those who beat the band, you know. Now, why don't you get in the game? Why not send a question to us? Maybe you can make up that Christmas deficit, if any. Just address your question to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now, into the unrehearsed portion of the program, gentlemen, here comes question number one. M.W. Bedwith of West Lebanon, New Hampshire, offers a puzzler, which is answered with a popular old Scotch song. You must separate the proper name in the title into two words. Now, listen. A camp of CCC boys were giving a dance for a neighboring camp of NYA girls. When the girls began to arrive, how were they announced? Camp of CCC boys were giving a dance for a neighboring camp of NYA girls. When the girls began to arrive, how were they announced? Oh, Mr. Engel's got his hand up near, I read.
The camp bells are coming?
The camp bells are coming. Sure, that's right.
Wow.
Killing himself with joy. Can you play that, Red, please?
Oh, my.
Oh, surely you must know that one. Oh, thank you. The camels will get within just earshot and turn around and start going after building up like that. Mrs. Richard Ferguson of Green Hills, Ohio, queries a quickie that can be answered by one of the current tunes. A young man played a slot machine all evening with no luck. Finally, he hit the jackpot, and he got back all he had put into the machine. Now, what did he say jubilantly as the coins clinked into the cup? And it's a brand new tune. All right, Joseph Hooven has an inspiration just a little bit ahead of Ralph Blank. All right, Joe.
It's high time.
Huh?
It's high time.
Is that your answer?
That's right.
I was trying to translate it into something else, but that couldn't possibly come close to what I've got here on the paper. No, the answer I've got here on the paper is it all comes back to me now.
It is still high time, isn't it?
No, it all comes back to me now. I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Joe. Can you play It All Comes Back to Me Now?
I think so.
All right, let me hear you play it, and I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Thank you very much. And Mrs. Richard Ferguson of Green Hills, Ohio, receives a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more, keeping that $100 bonus in mind. Not doing so well. The second question threw you down. And now poetry from Lou. You want to say something, Joe?
Not a thing.
Well, maybe you might want to know what I was going to do for you. Same answer, not a thing. Poetry from Lou Wallace of Oakland, California. And if you know your Spanish, you can probably answer this query with ease. You got to know your Spanish, though. It was written by Juventino Rosas. It was the gay 90s musical rave. South of the border, it's Sobre las Olas, but we call it... Red Engle, of all the funny-looking Spaniards I ever saw in my life. First red-headed Spaniard I ever saw.
Huh? Isn't that Over the Waves?
Sobre las Olas is Over the Waves. Why, sure it is.
Sharp
You're
as
killing yourself. For the credit here, I want to say that Art Winter had his hand up, and so did Country Washington. All right, Reb, and here you play Over the Waves. You know, what I like about this program is that almost anything seems to be appropriate. It's like the woman who asked her husband if her new dress was too youthful. He said, oh, no, not at all. He said, you look like you're attending the graduation of your schoolgirl complexion. Ted, well, that's what I told him before the program. Ted, don't you think some music would be apropos?
I knew we'd get to that sooner or later, Gary. So I've got a tune already. It's a melodic description of what many Chicagoans will be doing New Year's Eve. Rushing around on Rush Street.
Yeah, sounds good, Ted. And with Three Dopes and a Dame doing the lyrics, it'll sound perfect.
Crazy rhythm, come on, let's go.
Rushing around on Rush Street, look what I found on Rush Street. Rhythm that's bound to send you a jiving on the mound. Rushing around on Rush Street, hearing them pound that offbeat.
keeps flying to go to rocket. You get hipped up each time they rock it. You can be an icky wicky each time they do the boogie woogie when you're rushing around on the street. Burning the ground on the street. Rhythm that's bound to send you. Send you a jiving on down.
Take the stand, please.
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Higher. Now put it down.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Huh?
Don't slump. Sit up straight.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Jehonathan Jehoshua Jeremiah Jehone. Jehonier.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Jehone, have you tried Kix for breakfast?
Oh, well, no.
Well,
I,
why not? Don't you want something new and different for breakfast?
Well, yeah, but
then
I...
Then try Kix. It's new in form, it's new in flavor, it's new in the way it stays deliciously, delightfully crisp in milk or cream.
Yeah, well, I...
It's like no other corn breakfast food you've ever tasted. Oh. It's so good that it's zoomed a quicker popularity coast to coast than any other breakfast cereal in recent years.
It's new in form, you say?
Absolutely. Not old-fashioned flakes or shreds, but tiny, round, golden bubbles of corn.
And new in flavor?
You bet. Delicate, appealing, according to many people, America's number one corn cereal in flavor.
Wow. And new in crispness?
Positively. Our scientific tests show that Kix stays far crisper in milk or cream than ordinary flat flake cereals. Crisper than any other popular corn cereal on the market.
Wow, sir.
Say, that's for me, bud. What was that name again, please?
Kix, spelled K-I-X. It's something new for breakfast.
Right, hello, friends, and here we come into our second quiz session for this afternoon. Our first... You know who that was in that commercial?
That was me.
See? I guess we'll seldom get a chance to do character parts. I just love to do them. The military men could answer this question by Joe Ryan of New York City. What are you certain to find behind the bar of any tavern? What are you certain to... The answer is not La Cucaracha. What are you certain... What are you certain to find behind the bar of any tavern? Oh, gentlemen. But who do you think you're fooling by not knowing this?
Here.
Huh? Nobody knows? I'm sorry. Here is Elmo Tanner over here. I think she's got the answer. All right, Elmo, let's see what you can do.
Is the beer barrel polka?
That's, you know any other good tunes?
Yeah.
No, the answer to this, as it's written down in my paper, is tap. Tap. Same idea. You pull the handle. Then, don't groan, friends. We're making our living. Tap. Tap is the answer. Can you whistle that? Oh, you are whistling.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Ryan of New York City gets a full case of kicks.
A guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that $100 bonus in mind, and I'm sure we will. A note now from Don L. Jenkins of Portland, Oregon, writes, the owl, as chairman of the entertainment committee, asked the other forest creatures what each could do to add to the fun of the occasion. The frog and the cricket stepped forward together and offered their contribution with the title of a currently popular song. Now, if you know your frogs and crickets, this one's a pipe. Now, they're throwing a clam bake here, you see. All the creatures of the forest and the frog and the cricket step out together and they offer their contribution with the title of a currently popular song. When the man says, what can you do? Oh, there's Joe Hooven. All right, Joe.
We could make such beautiful music together.
Joseph, that's right.
Now, thank what you. Do you know? Yeah. Let me hear you play that on your trumpet, if you will. No, never mind. That's enough. It's like a man trapped in a revolving door waiting for somebody to let him out. You kept going around and around. And, Charles Marcia Reitzos of, I think, and I hope that's right, Reitzos of Rutherford, New Jersey, says, a little hobo was arrested and given the third degree, but he wouldn't talk. The cops reporting to the sergeant saying, we can't make this... Now, our very well-known little nursery rhyme is the rest of the answer, and you must keep in mind the slang language for hobos and for the word talk. All right, here's Red Ingle with his hand there.
Little Bo Peep?
We couldn't make the little Bo Peep. That's right, sure. Isn't that wonderful? All right, let me hear you play that, will you? Little Bo Peep. Come, 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 come. Fine. Thank you, Liv. That was beautiful. And now Bing Crosby sang the song, which is the answer to this query by William A. Levine of Toledo, Ohio. There's a play on the last word of this four-word title. A girl has a boyfriend who sells Pullman tickets at the Union Station. She stops at his window and she says, "Honey, I want a sleeper to Chicago. What can you give me?" And her boyfriend answers with this tune title, some years old, quite a few. Here's a gal and her boyfriend sells tickets at the Union Station. She stops at the window and she says, "Honey, I want a sleeper to Chicago. What can you give me?" And her latter boy answers with this tune title, several years old. "Sorry, time's up," she says to you, sweetheart, "aloha." A killer? Well, that's what he wanted, anyhow. Now, be a 20-second pause while we pass pictures around through the audience to explain the whole thing. I hardly get it myself. And to William A. Levine of Toledo, Ohio, goes the dubious honor of being the third person to receive a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be more. Remember, we're going to break up that $100 amongst you. You know, these boys have so many wrinkles in their foreheads from trying to think of the answers, they look like they were still trying to find their way through the corrugated paper on Christmas packages. Ted's house for a little music here.
It could be, Gary. Now we have an arrangement of a swell song introduced by Dick Jurgens called "I Do, Do You."
Uh-huh, and from here it sounds like a natural for Perry Como to sing.
Believe in love? I never did before, but now I do. Whenever you're near me, I thrill with happiness. And if that isn't love, I miss my guess. Yes, I do. Do you believe it's love? What else could bring an angel down to earth? When you're in my arms, I weaken with each caress. Oh, yes, I do.